This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Truax Field Air National Guard Base in Madison is one of the Air Force's preferred locations for a new set of advanced fighter jets called F-35s. Local opponents say the noise of the jets will disrupt life in neighborhoods around the airport. They're clashing with supporters who say the F-35s will secure the future of the base. Miranda Suarez reports.
For people who want F-35s at Truax Field, what happened to Milwaukee's General Mitchell Air Reserve Station is a warning. In 2005, a Base Realignment and Closure, or BRAC Commission, recommended that the station shut down. So, it was up to Wisconsin's elected officials to convince the commission to keep General Mitchell as the home of the 440th Airlift Wing.
Members of the 440th have over 4,500 combined hours of flying and maintenance experience, and the loss of that experience will have a negative effect on combat readiness.
That's former Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle. His argument didn't work. The base closed in 2008, and the 440th moved to North Carolina. F-35 supporters in Madison say Truax could meet the same fate if it doesn't replace its old F-16 jets. Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce President Zach Brandon says the F-35s would strengthen the current and future economic impact of the base.
The loss of the F-16s by not getting the F-35s is like losing the home games of the Packers or the home games of the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think if we were thinking about it in those contexts, nobody would be willing to risk the loss of those sporting teams in order to sort of roll the dice and see what might happen.
Brandon says the base already contributes $100 million to the state economy each year. And to place the F-35s, the Air Force says it would hire hundreds of temporary construction workers and up to 64 permanent personnel. The last BRAC Commission in 2005 did take economic impact into account. But the most important criteria was a base's current and future mission capabilities. Former Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson spoke to a Senate committee last year about a similar F-35 debate in Burlington, Vermont.
If the F-35s don't go to Vermont, the F-16s would eventually age out, and it's highly likely that Vermont would no longer have a flying mission for its guard.
She also told the committee that since the Cold War ended, there are far fewer missions to go around. A BRAC commission has never recommended closing Truax, and the base has two other missions besides flying fighter jets, bomb disposal and homeland defense. Local F-35 opponent Amelia Royko-Mauer says the base should have a disaster response mission instead of the F-35s.
There are alternate missions that could take place here for the Air National Guard. It doesn't need to be the F-35.
An Air Force report says the F-35s will increase the area of noise exposure around Truax, which would disproportionately impact low-income people and people of color. Community activist Brandy Grayson used to live near the airport. She says Madison shouldn't have to choose between the 1,200 people who work at Truax and equality for everyone else.
1,200 people losing their job is a huge deal, but thousands of people and thousands of vulnerable people is also a big deal. And protecting our children and the most vulnerable should be our focus as a community that says that we're progressive.
George Schlossberg, an attorney and BRAC expert, says it's possible for bases to get new missions. And he says base closures aren't always an economic disaster.
Some of the most vibrant communities are those that have had base closures because they've taken those former assets and they've converted them, you know, for industry, housing, development.
Regardless, Schlossberg says not to expect another round of base closures anytime soon.
We have a much more divisive political environment, and we have a much more uncertain and unsettled world.
The Air Force's decision is expected in the spring. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.